Today on The Good Stuff, something from Larry Lindstrom that was sent in to us about you might live in Montana. Now, we could probably apply those to just about all of the seven states that carry the Good Stuff program.
And Mike, I've got a piece by Ken Moreland, and that's coming up in just a minute. This season, spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Tri-State Livestock News.
So again, these were sent in from Larry Lindstrom to the Good Stuff program. And it has to do with Montana, and you might live there if, but as I said, you could probably apply these to about any of our areas. And it's just a nice little reminder of what a great part of the country we do live in. So here we go. If vacation to you means going shopping for the weekend in Great Falls, Billings, or Bozeman while the kids swim at the Comfort Inn, you might live in Montana. If parking your car for the night involves an extension cord, you might live in Montana. If you consider it a sport to gather your food by drilling through 8 inches of ice and sitting there all day hoping that the food will swim by, you might live in Montana. If you're proud that your state makes the national news, primarily because it houses the coldest spot in the nation, you might live in Montana. If you have ever refused to buy something because it's too spendy, you might live in Montana. We can all relate to that. If your local Dairy Queen is closed from November through March, you might live in Montana. If someone in a store offers you assistance and they don't work there, you might live in Montana. If your dad's suntan stops at a line curving around the middle of his forehead, you might live in Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska.
Yeah, exactly. Kansas, all around.
If you have worn shorts and a parka at the same time, you might live in Montana. A couple more of these today. If your town has an equal number of bars and churches, never thought about that, you might live in Montana. If you know how to correctly pronounce Butte, there's also a Butte, Nebraska, too. You might live in Montana or Nebraska. If you measure distance in hours, you might live in Montana. Thanks, Larry, for sending those in. We'll save a few of those for another edition of The Good Stuff. But let's see what Kim has to offer today.
Again, this is from Ken Moreland, and it's called Sand in Their Blood is kind of the opening to it. And he says that he recently received a letter from an old cowboy he'd known all his life. He now lives in a rest home hundreds of miles from his beloved Sandhills. Although he hasn't lived here for decades, in his mind, he's still here. In fact, it's like he never really left. I suppose growing up on a ranch in the Sandhills isn't something you ever really get over. It's in your blood, your genes, and is, in one way or another, pretty well ingrained in you for life. My friend says he still wears boots, a hat, and a kerchief, and he's the only cowboy there. He also says that the ladies seem to think all cowboys are lady pleasers, so I have fun kidding them, even if some of them are close to 90 years old. Well, of course, in 8 years, I'll be 90, he says.
Sure.
It seems that no matter where you end up in life, it often boils down to where you started from. At the end of the trail, a lot of old cowboys may be some other place physically, but mentally and spiritually, they're still out on the ranch. Like wine, their memories of ranching and cowboying only get better with age. Sometimes it's the only memories they have left. Today may be long gone, but yesterday is still vivid to them. In their mind, they're still young and lean, riding broncs, branding calves in the spring, putting up hay, married to the woman of their dreams, raising kids and cattle. Now, 60 or 70 years later, they are still living where they've really always been, the ranch. And here's the poem Ken wrote. From his room there in the rest home, he can still see cattle graze, and they take him back in memory back to his cowboy days. But those days are all behind him, just memories he now holds. How did he wind up in a place where everybody's so damned old? He'd give up everything he has if he could be back there, riding those big salty broncs and not some rocking chair, to go out with the wagon through miles of grass and sage, enjoy life as a cowboy in another time and age. His wife is waiting there for him at the end of the homebound trail. Once again, she's young and well, not old and sick and frail. As he saddles up his favorite horse for that short homecoming ride, he knows it won't be very long until he is by her side. Once again, they'll be together when the evening shades turn blue, reunited in the prairie dusk, and find the life that they once knew. Ken Moreland, Rest Home Reprieve.
On The Good Stuff.